800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is now going to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers later today concerning a confidential source in the Russia investigation. That's going to happen after a briefing for the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees is provided. The administration originally was going to make the bipartisan group have to wait until next week or later. A new NFL rule saying players have to either stand for the national anthem or stay in the locker room when it's played. The president says of that,
"Well, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country."
The president speaking in an interview on Fox and Friends. But New York Jets CEO Chris Johnson says his team will support kneelers, and he'll personally pay any fines imposed on the team if players choose to kneel in protest. The NAACP has also issued a statement critical of that new policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A jump when it comes to the nation's unemployment lines. The Labor Department reporting this morning 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 11,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Missouri, Kentucky, Alabama, Michigan, and Mississippi. The U.S. is telling China to stay away from a large special exercise in the Pacific, a move that comes in response to what the Pentagon calls the Chinese militarization of islands in the disputed South China Sea. That area is a major trade route with multiple overlapping territorial claims. A Pentagon spokesman says there is strong evidence China has set up anti-ship missiles and electronic jammers near some of those islands. And if President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. That's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. So the judge added their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejected arguments from Trump lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he wasn't allowed to block users. His lawyers now say they're considering what their next steps may be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why the cost of college is obscene and give two examples that prove my point. We'll kick off the summer with a little help from the boss. I'll tell you how to target your press release and media and how millennials may be the next big thing in small business. It's Thursday, May 24th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the program. The program is called Taking Care of Business, and I'm your host, Jim Gannot, as I am every week at this time with you. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows that it's currently 75 degrees at 12:05. Beautiful day out there, so make sure you get out and enjoy it. It's going to be sunny and pleasant with plenty of sunshine for the rest of the afternoon, a high of 81 and a low of 57. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 86 degrees and a low of 60. For Saturday, we're going to have intervals of clouds and sun, warm again and more humid with a high of 86 and a low of 66. And for Sunday, we're going to have clouds and sun with a shower or thundershower possible, not as warm, with a high of 75 and a low of 61. For Memorial Day Monday, it'll be cloudy, a possibility of a few showers around, a high of 76 and a low of 63. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 175.38 to 24,711.43. The NASDAQ is down 27.86 to 7398.09. The S&P 500 is down 13.97 to 2719.32. Oil down 72 cents to $71.12 per barrel. Gold is up $15.50 to $1,305.10 an ounce. All right, well, we've got a lot to get to today and a short time to do it, so let's jump right into it. First of all, if you're currently listening to the show, you may be doing that on Facebook as we stream live, just like my buddy John Knight is doing in Ohio. How you doing there, John? And if you're listening on the audio channel on WHCRDB or HuntertonChamberRadio.com, we ask that you open up another URL browser and type in facebook.com and go to our show page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Like that page and then follow along on the video. You'll see why they tell me I have a face for radio, but you know, if you can get past that, I would certainly appreciate it. Our business quote of the week comes to us every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington, and I thought this one was particularly interesting. I got into a discussion with somebody the other day about the minimum wage. Do we jump it from $8.50 an hour to $15 an hour? This is something that's being talked about a lot in the New Jersey legislature. The governor is for it. The NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, is against it. Small business owners are against it. Many businesses, in anticipation, like a McDonald's or a Wendy's, in anticipation of going to a $15 an hour minimum wage, have instituted kiosk ordering where you plug in what you want. The order gets sent to the kitchen, and then you just they'll call out your number, and all you have to do is pay. But it eliminates a certain number of headcount that they would deem to have. So the quote comes to us from a gentleman named Stephen Hogan, and he said, "You can't have a million-dollar dream with a minimum wage work ethic." Now, I don't want to minimize minimum wage workers, but what he's trying to say is, you know, if you're going to want everything in life, big house, big car, big boat, vacation homes, vacations everywhere, well, you got to be willing to work for it. And so the quote, "You can't have a million-dollar dream with a minimum wage work ethic," I think speaks volumes as far as how hard are you willing to work in order to achieve what you want in life and to get what you want with life. And I think there's no better way to sum it up than that. Just wanted to remind you, June 7th, I'll be interviewing author Mike Michalowicz. He'll be joining me on the phone for a talk about his book, Profit First. Again, I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't buy the book before the show. At least buy it, read the first few chapters so you understand what we're talking about. Even without it, it's going to be a great show. I think you're going to really enjoy it. But again, I encourage you to buy the book, implement it in your business. And then if you own a small business and you feel like no matter how hard you try, you can't get ahead financially, the Profit First method will change that. So make sure that, again, look into the book. You can watch YouTube videos of Mike. Type in Profit First, Mike Michalowicz, and you'll probably find some videos of him doing some of his presentations. But a great way to kick off the rest of your year as we head into the summer months and you know, get your business where you want it to be financially. I want to do a little boasting, bragging, if you will. Here in New Jersey, there is a bike race, and it's called the Kentucky Derby of Cycling. This is the 75th year. It's called the Tour of Somerville. And as a kid, this was something that when Memorial Day came around, I was never thinking about, let's go to the beach, let's go down the shore, anything like that. For me, I had to be in Somerville. I had to watch the racers. And, you know, I just loved that event. Actually got to race in the event, you know, several times. And I just love Memorial Day weekend when, as it comes to bike racing. This year, I was honored to be asked to create the awards for the 75th anniversary. So they were just picked up this morning, and Joe Sailing picked them up from Team Somerset and thought we did a great job. Invited me down on Monday to speak with him on the podium, and I thought that, you know, it's just a thrill for me to be a part of this event. Because it has meant so much to me throughout the year. So looking forward to heading over to Somerville on Monday for the 75th running of the Tour of Somerville bike races. And you can too. Make sure it's free family fun, and it is just a blast to watch those racers go as fast as they do. All right, we are at 12:11. It is time to kick off summer, and we do it every year on this show at this time with the help of our good friend Bruce Springsteen and the song Born to Run. Here we go.
Beyond the palace, heavy fire drones scream down the bowl.
little help from our friend Bruce Springsteen. Love Bruce Springsteen here in New Jersey, and thought I'd put that little slideshow together to give you some ideas of what you can be doing this weekend. And remember, for anybody who's not from New Jersey, I have to explain what that one slide meant. You know, some people say go to the beach. In New Jersey, we say go down the shore. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Whole lot more to get to today, so join us after this commercial break.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help me.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. I want to say hello to Carol Turner Crocetti, who's also watching on Facebook stream. So we appreciate everybody for listening in and participating in the show today. I wanted to talk to you for a minute. I mentioned this during last week's show when I interviewed Joe Johnson about mortgage lending, and we were talking about different things that could impact your ability to borrow, and one of which was paying off student debt, because now it seems as if students are taking on more and more debt. And a couple of things have happened over the last couple of weeks that, and there was more in the news last night, that's just driving me nuts, because my older son went to the University of Scranton. Got a little bit of money for scholarships and things like that. So overall, I think he took it down from $52,000 to about $38,000. My other son is currently enrolled in Rutgers, and we're paying a lot of money to go there. But last week, Michigan State agreed to pay the victims of Larry Nassar sexual assault claims over $500 million. Now, I am not taking anything away from the ladies who were assaulted. I think that they are due compensation. But it speaks volumes to the fact that Michigan State can afford to pay $500 million in restitution. Now, keep in mind, that's $500 million. So when that happens, first you have to ask, where does the money come from? And obviously, Michigan State being one of the powerhouses in sports and basketball and football. They're getting money from the NCAA. They're getting money from television rights. They're getting money. I think they're in the Big Ten. So they're getting money from the league as well. And they always talk, a lot of people always talk about, well, schools put such an emphasis on athletics. And the reason, obviously, is because athletics brings in a lot of money to these institutions. But I did a little bit of math. And at Michigan State, the average tuition is $27,290. So $27,290 for the average student to go to Michigan State University. If you were to take $500 million and divide that by $27,290, the cost of 1 year of tuition, that would mean that 18,321 students could attend for free. But every year we keep hearing about tuition increases at every university, tuition increase, tuition increase, tuition increase. Obviously, the schools have to maintain buildings, maintain infrastructure, pay salaries. But when Michigan State can come up with $500 million without blinking an eye, I have to question whether or not the tuitions have to be as high as they actually are. So let's take 18,000, divide it by four, and you're somewhere around the neighborhood of about 4,500 students that would be able to have a full ride education at Michigan State if, again, you took that $500 million and dispersed that over all of the students. Again, coaches get paid millions. College is big business. Don't let anybody kid you that college isn't big business. They're out there for money. That's why they have alumni fund drives. That's why they want those TV contracts. They want to be part of a Division I program. They want, even schools that don't have great football programs want to play the Ohio States of the world because they know they're guaranteed a certain amount of TV money. And in the first five games of every season, when you look at the schedule, you start saying, why is Ohio State playing the Wichita State University for the women, deaf, and blind people? And they do it because they want to bolster their records. And they want to get to about 5-0, get nationally ranked, get those, you know, games on TV, etc. But if they can pay $500 million, how much money do they have in their coffers? And why do students have to carry so much debt? I keep coming back to this. It doesn't make fiscal sense to me that you're putting families and individuals in such high debt when, obviously, in the case of Michigan State and several other universities, there's a whole lot more money there than we're being led on to believe. Now, this week, it was announced that the University of Southern California, USC, the Trojans, paid a staff gynecologist to resign. Now, he was in the health services office as a gynecologist right on campus. So the girls didn't have to find one in town or anything like that. They felt comfortable because this was somebody who was an employee of the university, only to find out that this gentleman, and I use that term quite loosely, was asked to resign because of sexual abuse allegations that dated back decades. I believe it was three decades. 200 faculty members have signed a letter to have the president of the university resign because he had knowledge that there were allegations going on of impropriety. And again, why are we paying somebody to resign? This baffles me. If you do something wrong in your job, you're most likely going to get fired. If you do something egregious like this, you're definitely going to get fired, if not arrested. Instead, USC pays this person to resign. And I have a real hard problem with that because if I were the president of USC, first of all, there'd be no money. You're not getting paid. It's not a severance for what you've done. You'd be damn lucky if I didn't have the police arrest you and charge you with what you're being accused of. But I can guarantee you, you'd be walking out of my office with a size 12 boot up your ass. Why are we? I just don't understand why we're being so tolerant of this type of behavior and covering it up and trying to shove it under the rug instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that's protecting the students, protecting these women, and not, you know, protecting the name or the reputation of the university or the prestige of the university. If it's happening, I'd feel better about you if you were to stand up and admit it and say, we have a problem, and we've addressed it, and here's how we've done so.
and apologize, obviously. But I just don't understand how, when the institution, the name, the prestige, the honor that goes with it becomes more important than the safety and well-being of our students. So I apologize for the rant. No, I don't. Screw it. I don't apologize for the rant. This is exactly how I feel. If you're going to violate a woman and you're in a position of trust, you're a doctor, you're an employee of an institution, I don't care if the whole thing comes crashing down. It should. And Michigan State's to blame just as much as the doctor that did this to the women, and USC is to blame just as much as the doctor who did this to women. And I don't care what sanctions come. It should be more than the $500 million. All right, clear that table. Don't forget the 5th annual Hunterdon County Community Day is coming up on Saturday, June 2nd. That's going to be at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds out on Route 179 in Ringo's at South County Park. It's fun for the whole family. It's a great day. There's a community shred event, so if you have sensitive documents, they will shred them for free. It's brought to you by Unity Bank and Hunterdon Healthcare, the Chamber of Commerce, the Cultural and Heritage Commission. And so it's a great day for kids, for family fun, balloon rides. There's the animal trainer out there. If you have small children, it's a great day to get together with your neighbors at the Hunterdon County Community Day. All right. Promised you this in the preview to the show, and that is how to target press releases and media pitches. One of the top topics that I get when I talk to businesses when I talk to them about their marketing is, what are you doing to promote your business? And probably one of the easiest ways to promote your business is with a press release. And yet so many businesses tell me a million reasons why they won't. I don't know how to write it. I'm not a good writer. I don't know who to send it to. All those questions could be answered in a 30-second Google search. Who's the editor of the Courier News? Who's the editor of the Star Ledger? Who's the business editor of the Star Ledger, of the Hunterdon County Democrat? You could get everybody's email address, and I could probably come up with a directory of 10 names within about 5 minutes. How to write a press release? Very simple. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. Tell them what you're going to be talking about. So even small businesses can get positive news coverage by learning how to reach out to local media. Now, back in the day, press releases were the promotional vehicle of choice, the go-to for plugging any piece of even remotely interesting company news. That's not so much the case anymore. But even with the communication bath running over, a concisely written message about a noteworthy and newsworthy piece of information still matters. Actually, it probably matters more than ever. So whether you're writing a traditional press release, an email, or a social media pitch, or preparing to make a call to the local media, here are some things to keep in mind. You want to quantify interest. Now, of course, your team thinks that it's interesting news, but will anyone else really care about what's going on in your business? So fine-tune your story. Keep the news angle, not you, your company, or the product. Keep the news angle front and center. Pick and choose. Keep your personality, but lay off the jargon and select your words wisely. You want to be able to tell a story, as I mentioned earlier, the five W's, who, what, when, where, and why, off your list, but do it in a compelling format, almost in order, if you will. Don't leave people asking, what's the story? Tell them the story. Quotes aren't an afterthought. Don't use quotes to repeat what you've already said. They should just amplify your message. And once you're finished, edit it down, because fewer words equals a stronger message. So, again, if you have something coming up, a Memorial Day sale, which it's a little late for that now, an Independence Day sale, a Labor Day sale, your marketing right now should be focusing 3 to 6 months out. So right now, even though we're at the end of May, you want to start thinking about, you know, what are you going to be promoting in December for sales. So as far as the promotion and the press releases and things like that, keep it simple, keep it concise, and make sure that you keep sending out. They're not going to print every one. Some newspapers actually print them verbatim because they don't have the staff to edit them down and they're starving for news. But make sure that you are promoting your business. Rule number one, ABP. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, plenty more to talk about, including how to get to know your customer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world
and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
I think he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show.
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. As always, I appreciate you sticking around and listening in with us. Want to talk to you for a minute about getting to know your customer. Now, a lot of times we think we know our customers. We assume that we know our customers, but I'm kind of curious, like, how well do we understand what they're thinking, what their buying habits are, and a little bit about them personally. So understanding your customer's needs can help you deliver the level of personalization that they expect and that they want. So if you're able to answer the following seven questions, it'll definitely help you get started. Now, the age-old marketing advice, know your customers, about more than remembering the names of your business's most loyal fans. Customers' needs and expectations are always changing, and it's important for small businesses to maintain ongoing relationships with leads, prospects, and customers to best understand how to address them, explained Tony Redoni, who's an executive vice president of commercial sales for Salesforce. Prospects expect a high level of personalization. From marketing emails to sales pitches, communication must be tailored for the given prospect and their place within the sales funnel. Converting a prospect into a final sale takes time and precision and patience. There's not a one-size-fits-all. So how can you deliver that level of personalization to your prospects? Ask yourself these questions about your current and potential customers to help refine your marketing efforts and boost sales. First, who are they? Not just by name, age, gender, location, income level. How do they fit within your sales funnel? What products and services do they need? And if you answer that question and you're not currently providing those products or services, don't try to sell them something they don't need, but do look in to see whether or not it's something you should be considering carrying down the road. Who else provides those products and services? You know, those people we call your competition. So make sure you know who the players are in your space. What are they charging for the same products and service so that you can work around that? Worst thing you can do is court somebody for a long period of time, and then at the very end when you're ready to close the deal, they say, I can get that for a little less with XYZ Corporation. I think I'll go there. How can you set your products and services apart in a positive way that customers will notice? How close are your target customers to buying what they want from your company? That's the key thing. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years being in sales, and I would ask people if I didn't get the sale or if one of my sales team members didn't get the sale, I'd say, why did you choose the other company? And they would say very often, because they asked for the business. So when we say how close are your target customers to buying what they want from your company, you have to close the deal. And to do that, you have to ask for the business. What will it take to get them to make that purchase? This is not the line that you hear at the used car dealership. What's it going to take today for you to get into this car? That's not what we're talking about. Is there something else about your product, your service, that will push them over the line and get them to make the purchase? I remember one time I was selling a project. It was at the College of New Jersey. My company supplied all the doors and frames and hardware for the job. And it was a company out of Illinois, or a company in New Jersey, was doing the work. But the purchasing agent wasn't convinced that he wanted to be working with us. And he said, well, where are you based out of? I said, we're in Aberdeen, New Jersey. Our parent headquarters is in Wheeling, Illinois. And he goes, Wheeling? Oh, love Wheeling, Illinois. I said, really? Now we had a connection. And it ends up that his favorite pizzeria, Lou Malnati's, was in the Chicagoland area. And he goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, if you can have two Lou Malnati's sausage pizzas delivered to my house tomorrow, you'll get this job. Done. Yeah, and we got the job. So, you know, what is it going to take? It won't always be Lou Malnati's pizza, but at least if there's something else you can do that's ethical and not illegal to get them to make the purchase, then go for it. What will it take to retain their business? This is a key one. Retention is huge. And what a lot of people don't understand is with retention, and we average about a 98% retention rate. So I can look at my sales from 2018, and when 2019 comes around, if I'm averaging 98% retention, I should be able to flip the calendar on January 1st and know a baseline of where I think my sales will start for the year. Every new account that I add to that is just growth for us. But working on the retention is huge, and a lot of people take that part for granted, and that's where they lose customers. You know, especially if you're in an industry where leadership changes, the purchaser is always changing, you got to make sure that you're still in contact, you know, with the organization so that they know that you're still there, ready to do business and to work with them. So, again, can't emphasize enough how important it is to get to know your customer. You're all heading away for Memorial Day weekend. This would be a good time for you to print out a QuickBooks report from 2016, 17, and now 18. Find out who you were doing business with in 16. Did you do it with them in 17? Where are they in 18? So you may want to take care of that before you go home today or tomorrow. Now let's talk about online sales and how it's boosting revenue for 81% of small businesses. Almost all business owners who sell goods online report significant or moderate revenue growth thanks to e-commerce, according to a new Manta poll. Of the small business owners who sell goods online, 43% say that online sales have significantly contributed to their revenue growth. And that's according to a recent Insurion Manta poll of 2,400 business owners. An additional 38% of business owners experienced moderate increases in revenue because of online sales, and only 19% said selling online did not significantly impact sales revenue. The poll, which was conducted by Manta in conjunction with the online business insurance agency Insurion, also found that only 29% of small business owners currently sell products online. However, a recent prediction by Kiplinger anticipates that web sales will increase by 15% in 2018, so these numbers will likely continue to grow. Additional insights from the poll: of the 29% of small business owners who sell online, 68% say online retailers such as Amazon have had a positive impact on their sales. 66% of small business owners use their own website to sell products. 24% sell on Amazon, and 22% use eBay. 69% say their business insurance includes product liability coverage, which offers protection for faulty products. Why did I bring that up? Well, having worked in the insurance industry for 10 years, I thought it would be something to take note of. Product liability insurance can offer protection against lawsuits online retailers can be held liable for, the physical harm their products cause to consumers. While only 2% of poll respondents experience this issue, faulty products can be a costly problem for small retailers. Product liability insurance can help cover the cost of these lawsuits, including legal defense expenses, court fees, the injured customer's medical expenses, and judgments against the business owner. Product liability is typically included in general liability insurance, but policies vary from insurer to insurer. An insurance agent can help determine what coverage your policy offers. General liability can also cover lawsuits over third-party property damage, making it valuable protection for small business owners. In addition to adequate insurance, small online retailers should offer sufficient instructions on how to use products. Think of the McDonald's cup for $7 million. This may be hot. Label the products appropriately and use adequate warnings when applicable. Though these precautions may not prevent a lawsuit, they may help solidify a retailer's defense in a product liability case. So the e-commerce aspect of what we all do, depending on your business, if you're selling a service, there's probably not something that you can do with e-commerce. Maybe. But if you're selling a particular product, can you sell that online? Can you add a portion to your website that will let people buy directly if there's not too much personalization? We've recently done it. We've added what we call team uniform stores. So an example would be a baseball league where they want to sell spirit wear to the parents, to siblings, grandparents. We set up an online store. We meet with the league. We pick about 10 to 15 different products, and then we open the store. They announce it and promote it within their league. The orders come into us. We only keep the store open for a short window, about 2 weeks. And then when we close it, we get an Excel spreadsheet of exactly what we have to order, what size, what part number, and how it's going to be decorated. We get that material in a day later, and then the decoration begins, shipping everything out within 1 week. It's not Amazon. It's not 24-hour turnaround, but the convenience factor is what's huge for our customers. And, you know, right now, rather than burden the league president with collecting all the orders, collecting all the money, it's in and out. And it's a great fundraising tool as well, because if you increase the price of a particular shirt, let's say you were going to charge $10 for a T-shirt of the league, and you up that to $15, $5 goes back to the league. And with the team uniform store, you get a full accounting, so everybody will know exactly where they stand in the process. All right. I'm going to step away and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about millennials and how they may just be the next big thing for small business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Speaking of Hot and Hunterdon, so was that music. Wow, that VU meter was pegged. Sorry about that if that was just a little loud coming out of your speakers. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I am your host, Jim Gano, as I am every week. We'll be back next week with a special birthday edition of Taking Care of Business. There's absolutely nothing special about it other than it is my birthday. So if you would like, we're opening the doors here at the Chamber of Commerce. If you would like to stop by, talk about your business, talk about whatever, bring me the cost of admission is a plate of chocolate chip cookies. You're more than welcome to do that. And so anybody who wants to stop by, talk about their business, do a little promotion, talk about anything going on, remember, the price of admission is chocolate chip cookies, and we'll talk all hour long on anything you want to do. I know Russ Zabrowski is thinking, how can I get from Parsippany to Flemington and get back here by 2 o'clock? But, yeah, Russ, I think you can do it, and I know Donna makes the best chocolate chip cookies, so by all means, feel free to stop on by. Let's talk about those dreaded millennials. Ugh, millennials. Love them. Anyway, I know we pick on them as, you know, in our elder years, you know, now that we're all getting older, and I'm going to be turning 57 next week, and we start picking on millennials, and we talk about the lack of a work ethic, and we talk about they're lazy and everything else, but I think they're getting a bad rap. And new data shows that the convenience generation is shaping product and service expectations, and they represent a new era for entrepreneurship. If you're a business owner over the age of, let's say, 40, 35 maybe, you've had this negative outlook on millennials for some time now. I hear it all the time. They're young, they're lazy, they don't know what they want, blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen over the next several years? And I peg it at around 5 years will be the initial big wave. That's when the millennial generation is going to start buying more of their own things, or they're going to have children and they're going to need to buy things for their children. How are they going to do it? Simple. They're going to whip out their smartphone, they're going to whip out their tablets, and they're going to just press a couple of buttons, and next thing you know, it's going to show up on their doorstep. How do you, as a business owner, respond to that? Well, millennials now comprise more than half the workforce, and although many small business owners envision a future boom in entrepreneurship with millennials at the helm, they overlook their significant buying power. As it turns out, small business owners do not consider millennials in their marketing efforts, with 85% reporting that this is one stone they've left unturned. People would really love to have Russ chime in on this one to see how marketing to millennials is going up at SCG. So, new data released by Manta reveals that small businesses are taking a different approach in their aim to appeal to millennial customers by adapting their products and services to better suit today's convenience economy. Small businesses don't market to millennials. With only 15% of small businesses across all industries marketing to the millennial buyer, the vast majority are missing out on a large and powerful segment of the consumer population. The reason for this oversight ranges from a lack of budget at 26% to doubts that marketing even works on millennials. 7% believe millennials are turned off by marketing or sales pitches. And additionally, 25% of small business owners just don't believe millennials are the key buyers in their industries. Wrong, 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 wrong. For those who do target millennial buyers, the majority of their millennial-focused marketing takes place on social media at around 55%, and followed by that business website or blog at 16% and email 13%. A closer look at small business owners' social media efforts to reach millennials reveals that despite the hype around relative networking, newcomers like Instagram, Facebook still dominates the social network arena, with 63% of social communication between business owner and millennial customer, followed by LinkedIn with 18%. And thankfully, small business owners who invest in and make time to reach out to millennials
are rewarded for their efforts, with 80% seeing positive results. Now, trying to reach millennials may be daunting, but the payoff can be significant, said John Swensiger, who is the CEO of Mantha. Ignoring this important audience not only risks alienating a large number of market potential customers, but also represents a failure to embrace those who become the next generation of small business leaders. Small business adapts to the convenience economy, or at least it should. Even though small business owners aren't going out of their way to market directly to millennials, they are finding more creative approaches to appeal to this customer base. As the most tech-savvy generation, millennial spending is high in convenience services such as Uber and TaskRabbit. In response, more than half, 57% of small business owners have adapted or are planning to change products and services to cater to that new convenience economy. Now, when we speak about millennials being the future of entrepreneurship, the good news for millennials is that their small business mentors will be ready to hand over the reins when the time comes. Often painted as a lazy and recession-marred generation, millennials have a vote of confidence from small business owners when it comes to their entrepreneurship skills. Most, 66% of small business owners, believe that millennials will lead small business entrepreneurship in the future. The independent spirit and skepticism towards traditional advertising with which millennials are often credited, combined with the willingness to call the government and status quo into question, are all traits that make for great entrepreneurs. While a fraction, only 18% of small business owners, believe that millennials may spur a decline in small business entrepreneurship, the majority sees the eventual changing of the guard as a marker of good things to come. Not sure where you fall on that spectrum, but it would be interesting if you can email me over the course of the next week and let me know. Do you like doing business with millennials? Are you targeting your business towards millennials? Or is this just a demographic you just want nothing to do with? You'll just take that stodgy old money from the 40-year-olds and up and see whether or not that's going to carry you into the future. But I've had many conversations with business owners who are ignoring the millennials. And as a result, I think that they're going to find a dip. A very sharp dip coming soon, because at some point the older generation is going to move on and you're going to be left with the younger generation, and they're the ones that are going to have the buying power. And if you're not catering to them and doing business, I hesitate to say doing business their way, but doing business in the way that they want to do business or with products that they want to use, then you may find yourself behind the eight ball for sure. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Let's talk about what's happening this weekend. We got so much going on. I love Memorial Day weekend. We started the program with Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. That's our official kickoff to summer here at Taking Care of Business. Tomorrow night, Friday, and now back on Saturday nights, the Filling Station returns by the Flemington Community Partnership. So make sure that you get out and enjoy that. Always a great time over there. That's at the old Heinlein Garage on Main Street here in Flemington. And, of course, on Monday I'll be stopping down to Somerville to see the Tour of Somerville bike races. Always a great tradition that I enjoy. And this year being the 75th year, I'll definitely be getting down there. And very proud to announce that this year Crown Trophy of Flemington is providing them with all of their awards. So, very proud of that fact, and glad to be affiliated with the Tour of Somerville and to be their official awards provider. So looking forward to stopping down there. Whether you're stopping to have a picnic or hosting a picnic, we're going to a graduation party, have fun with family and friends. You know, it's been a rough winter. We had a lot of snow, had a lot of rough winter. It's nice now that the weather's finally taking a change. So make sure you get out there and enjoy it with people that you love and enjoy. Remember, anybody listening outside of the comfy confined boundaries of New Jersey, we don't go to the beach. We go down the shore. So make sure that if you're in New Jersey, maybe you stop by and go down the shore. Looking forward to doing that in a couple of weeks as we head to Point Pleasant to spend some time with friends and head over to the beer garden down there in Asbury Park. So looking forward to that. In NASCAR news, last Sunday, Kevin Harvick won for the sixth time this season in a non-points all-star race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. This Sunday, the teams will stay in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. Before that, at 11 a.m., you can watch the Indy 500. And if you get up real early, you can watch Formula One racing. And can you tell that's my favorite day of the year? I just, man, from sun up to sundown, that TV is on, and I'm watching racing all day long. In other NASCAR news, yesterday came the announcement of the 2019 inductees into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and the 10th induction class is stout. Here we go. It's comprised of five legends that make up the class of 2019. Driver Davey Allison, who was tragically killed in a helicopter crash. Jeff Gordon. Alan Kowicki, tragically killed as the reigning champion in a private plane crash. Team owners, the captain, Roger Penske, and the cat in the hat, Jack Roush, all being inducted into the 2019 NASCAR Hall of Fame class, along with Landmark Award recipient Jim Hunter. On Monday, as I mentioned, head over to Somerville for the 75th running of the Tour of Somerville Bike Races. And in Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball regular season is underway. The Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions in the American League, while the Braves, Brewers, and Rockies lead their division in the National League. In the NBA playoffs, Houston and Golden State are tied at 2 games apiece. Boston leads Cleveland 3-2. And in the NHL playoffs, they continue, and now the Las Vegas Golden Knights have won their series against the Winnipeg Jets and will face the Washington Capitals in the Stanley Cup Finals. Not bad for an expansion team in their first year of play. And the NFL owners have unanimously adopted a rule stating that all players will stand for the national anthem. Players who do not wish to stand for the anthem can remain in the locker room until the anthem has played. Teams violating the rule will result in team owners being fined. 2 years too late, in my book. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on a new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and make it a productive week.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. A short time ago, we heard from President Trump on the decision.
Well, many things can happen, and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially. I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and, indeed, a setback for the world. I've spoken to General Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and our military, which is by far the most powerful anywhere in the world, that has been greatly enhanced recently, as you all know, is ready if necessary.
Median home prices across the United States rose 8.7% over the past year to right around $215,000. That's according to the April Zillow Real Estate Market Report. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify.